From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Vice President lashes out at Russia. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden warned European nations today to be ready for Russia to try to influence their elections in the same way that U.S. intelligence agencies say they're certain Russia did in the November vote that is bringing Donald Trump to office this week. In the final major speech of his vice presidential term, Biden addressed the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland.
With many countries in Europe slated to hold elections this year, we should expect further attempts by Russia to meddle in the democratic process. It will occur again, I promise you.
Biden further accused Russia of working to unravel what he called the liberal international order and return to a world in which superpowers exerted control over nations in their sphere of influence. In addition to targeting democratic systems, Biden cited Russian aggression against their neighbors, including actions in Ukraine. Russia has rejected the U.S. intelligence conclusion that it interfered in the election with the goal of helping Trump. Biden also sought to reassure NATO countries that the U.S. remains committed to the alliance. Trump, during his campaign, called NATO obsolete and suggested the U.S. would not automatically defend a member who had not paid its full share. Biden said the United States has an unshakable commitment to all of its NATO allies. At least 33 people have been killed in northern Mali and dozens more injured in a suicide car bombing near a camp housing former rebels and pro-government fighters. Witnesses said the blast happened outside the Joint Operational Mechanism base in the city of Gao around 9 o'clock local time, just as hundreds of soldiers began to gather for a meeting. This is VOA News.